USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. House Republicans are rallying around Donald Trump following news of federal charges against the former president for alleged mishandling of classified documents. However, his former vice president, Mike Pence, is asking Republicans to avoid rushing to judgment. Trump is the first former president to face federal charges.
The Department of Justice unsealed the federal indictment related to Trump's handling of classified documents. Special Counsel Jack Smith.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Smith said the prosecutors in his office investigated the case against Trump with the highest ethical standards. Smith added that there's one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone. Trump is set to appear in court on Tuesday in Miami. I'm Dave Collins.
Air quality in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic is improving, but pockets of unhealthy air still remain. Smoke from Canadian wildfires has drifted down through the U.S., impacting millions of Americans. A shift in the winds this weekend is expected to disperse the remaining haze. Air quality alerts remain in effect in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. Nine people are wounded in a shooting in San Francisco's Mission District overnight.
They are all expected to survive.
A San Francisco Police Department spokeswoman says the shooting happened during a party. The prime suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway in Aruba makes a plea.
At the federal courthouse in Birmingham, Alabama, Yuron Vandersloot pleading not guilty Friday to fraud and extortion charges. He's accused of trying to extort $250,000 from Beth Holloway, the mother of Natalie. Vandersloot saying if Beth paid up, he would lead her to Natalie's body, which has never been found.
Laura Winters reporting. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Horses are working out, but Saturday's Belmont Stakes on Long Island is still not a definite go as Canadian wildfire smoke moves through the area. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says several local agencies are monitoring the air quality, but he'll be one of 50,000 people at the Belmont Stakes.
It's not nearly as bad as it was 2 days ago. It's been getting progressively better, and there's no indication that the quality of the air is going to get any worse between now and the time that the race takes off.
Air quality must remain below 200 for the races to go off, but officials say it's hard to tell where the wind will take the smoke and how it will impact the AQI, a common drug used to treat diabetes to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug, compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The man accused of fatally stabbing Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco was investigated but not charged after allegedly stabbing two teenagers in a violent altercation in 2005. Legal experts say it's possible the prosecution will try to bring it up. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.